in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And hour number two, Manny is still in the control room. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And I am just now putting up a video of Adam Savage talking about his brush or fondle or grope with the TSA. And as soon as the what really happened caching mechanism goes through and does its thing, it will be there on the front page. I haven't even watched it all the way through myself. It'd be interesting to see what his story is. I want to know where he hid that thing. Alrighty, now, I want to talk a little bit about the countrywide situation. This is another story that the corporate media is trying to basically distract you from with all this stuff about NFL players suffering the effects of concussions from their game. Gee, my heart bleeds for them. If they don't like it, please don't play the game. And it really doesn't affect my life, so why are you wasting my time with this, you know, on the news? Anyone talking about a waste of time, just to get back to Sarah Palin? You know, and, you know, we've got to stand by our North Korean allies. Okay, Sarah. They were making a really big deal over the fact that Bristol Palin was in Dancing with the Stars, okay, which is a program that I have never, ever, ever tuned in to see and would only do so if a gun was held to my head. It has come to me to typify this complete form over substance mentality that has infected our entire corporate media. But apparently Bristol Palin was doing very good, and I guess they had the final, you know, the checkered flag fell last night, and Bristol Palin came in third. And what is the girl from Dirty Dancing, and I'm blanking on her name, the original with Patrick Swayze, took first place with her partner, and she's really good. There's no question about it. And so is Patrick Swayze. I worked with him on his very first movie, Skate Town USA, and it was obvious the man was just amazing. But I digress. So Palin came in third, and it was rather kind of an interesting denouement because I read a report where apparently before this final show, when Bristol Palin thought that she was probably going to win because, after all, she's Sarah Palin's daughter and everything, she apparently made a comment to the fact that if she won Dancing with the Stars, that this was a big middle finger to all of her mother's critics. And actually, no, it wouldn't have been, because Dancing with the Stars has got nothing to do with the political credibility and competency of her mother. And of course, I think there's almost a cosmic irony in the fact that after a reckless, stupid comment like that, Palin and her partner came in third place. So they have to take home the bronze back to Alaska there. All right, we're coming back to the end of this segment and a commercial break, and I'm going to hold off on the countrywide thing until we come back. But basically, there is a lot of news going on out there that you need to know about, and the corporate media is not telling you. They're busy distracting you. They're busy trying to convince you that the airports are moving smoothly and nobody hates the TSA and those gosh darn mean old North Koreans, and we've got to seriously think about going after them. And what they're not telling you is the nation's economy is being held together with scotch tape. And it's not even scotch tape. It's like an off-brand from a company from we never heard of before. And it's starting to peel and fray. And the corruption and criminality of the economic system are beginning to surface, and Americans are beginning to realize that. And I think this is a good thing, because that anger that we're starting to see surface at the TSA is not going to go away when the TSA changes what they're doing, or when they announce, we'll get rid of the TSA if you accept a national ID. I think the anger is going to start finding other issues that it needs to be angry about, and that's a good thing. You know, to heck with anger management. I am pissed off, and so should you be. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk about this countrywide situation. It is unraveling rapidly, and it is going to eventually ensnare and destroy a large number of financial institutions. This is the one they don't want you paying attention to, along with China and Russia dropping the dollar. Basically what it is, Countrywide Financial, which is now owned by Bank of America, has been caught not transferring mortgage documents when it sold these loans to other banks, which in turn then created residential mortgage-backed securities from those loans. So let me back up and say this again. Countrywide would mortgage a house. Then they would say, we're going to sell that mortgage as an investment vehicle to a bank. And the bank, in turn, is going to say, we're going to bundle all of these mortgages together into a mortgage-backed security. Only Countrywide never actually sent the note over to the bank. So the bank was creating this mortgage-backed security out of thin air. They're not collateralized. And because Countrywide did not send these mortgage documents, did not send the note over to the banks to legally be included in these mortgage-backed securities, the banks and holders of the mortgage-backed securities do not have legal standing to foreclose. And what it means is that everybody who bought one of these mortgage-backed securities are SOL. There is no collateral. These are unsecured investments, and they're all collapsing. Now, I have no doubt that the banks are going to ask the U.S. government for more bailout money to cover this hole, meant to cover the fraud. These guys should be going to jail. They should be doing hard time, not that nice little country club prison where they've got Bernie Madoff with the loot and Pollard, the spy, you know, where they get to play ping pong all afternoon. I'm talking about rocks and sledgehammers and AIDS-infested cellmates. That's where these bankers should be going for the fraud they have pulled off. What they're lobbying Congress to do, and what Congress is hoping you will not notice until after it's already done, is they want a law passed that will retroactively say that this was all okay. That MERS is the Mortgage Electronic Registration System that created this mess is now the new legal standard, that all those states that lost billions and billions of dollars in mandated title transfer fees are stuck. They're not entitled to the money that these banks owe them. And nobody can sue, and we're going to just give them the money to cover this all over so that our good friend the bankers can have a happy holiday home with their family this Christmas or Hanukkah. You're being robbed. Those of you losing your homes, you're being robbed. And those of you who didn't even have homes, you're being robbed. Because your tax money that should go to schools and roads and hospitals and infrastructure is being hijacked and diverted and given to Wall Street to buy back the bad paper so they can get out of jail. I've got this article I put up there called Bankers Gone Wild. It's permanently linked to the very top bar of whatreallyhappened.com. Please read it, study it, send it around. The bankers pulled a fast one. They created a real estate bubble and then used the real estate bubble to create an even bigger bubble of mortgage-backed securities that are fraudulent. Bear Stearns was caught selling the same mortgages into different mortgage-backed securities over and over and over again. It's a fraud. It's the same fraud that forms the core of the story for Mel Brooks' movie The Producers, later the musical and stage play. They sell 1,000% investment, and then they set things up to fail so that all the investors will say, well, I guess I lost my money, and they all walk away without realizing there are a lot more investors than there should have been. And the swindlers pocket the extra money and say, yee-haw, am I not the cleverest thing you've ever seen? And they take their money and they pay themselves record-setting bonuses. And they go back to their mansions, and they say, aren't we clever? Aren't we wonderful human beings that we're able to pull off this stuff? Just how wonderful we are. And now that the fraud is exposed and it's coming apart, they go to the government and say, look, you got to give us the money so that we can go buy back the bad paper. Otherwise, we're going to jail. The government said, sure, we'll just take it from the people. They're such generous souls. They'll believe any story we tell them. You know, the Gulf water is safe. They bought that one. Saddam's nukes. They bought that one. TSA only exists for yours. They fell for that one. If they fell for that one, they'll fall for anything we tell them about why they and their children and their grandchildren have spent the rest of their lives in tax slavery to cover up the banker's own criminality. Now we're hearing there's another insider trading probe targeting Goldman Sachs, and I'm going to predict right now it will go nowhere because Goldman Sachs has the goods on the federal government for the plunge protection team, the high-speed program trading, and all the dirty tricks the U.S. government has done to make the economy sort of kind of maybe look good so that they can make you think it's your own fault you've lost your home and business. We're going to go to the phones. Ernie in Indiana. Aloha, Ernie. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Mike? I would like you to go after the Ivy League's hammer and tong in the future, because I think they're kind of the source of this problem. If you look at Helicopter Ben's education resume and where he got his PhD and who his PhD advisor was,
Yep.
You might clue you in on what's going on.
Yeah, it's that whole Northeastern power establishment situation. Personally, I think we ought to sneak onto all those campuses and replace the ivy with poison ivy, but that's just my own point of view about that thing.
Right. And before I hang up, I just want to make a shameless plug to one of our local micro-broadcasters, if I may.
Sure. Are they carrying my show?
Yes, they are.
All right. Fantastic. Plug away.
93.3 Valparaiso. And it's coming in 5x5 in Portage today.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. We're struggling to get back on-air affiliates, you know, since our move over to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I understand in this day and age that more and more people listen to these broadcasts over the Internet anyway, and that AM and FM over-the-air broadcasting is kind of going to go the way of VHS television. But still, it's kind of... I'm an old-school radio person. I started in a radio back in 19... And I always like to know that I've got somebody out there with a transmitter that's carrying the mellifluous sounds of my voice. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. All righty, let's see. Coming on down here, we talked about Countrywide. We talked about Goldman Sachs, which is as corrupt as they come, and they're neck deep in all of these problems. I want to talk now, I mentioned earlier before, the country club prison where Bernie made off with the loot is playing canasta with Jonathan Pollard, the convicted Israeli spy. And it's rather interesting. We've actually seen newspaper reports how they're just the best of friends now, the cheat and the spy. And we are now seeing this letter signed by 39 congressional representatives, all of them Democratic, I might add, who are requesting that the president pardon Jonathan Pollard, who's confessed, of spying for the state of Israel in 1987. He's serving a life sentence. Should have been shot. Serving a life sentence. Okay, what Jonathan Pollard did was really very simple. My parents' generation was taxed $5 trillion back when a trillion was really a lot of money in order to create the United States nuclear deterrent. The reason for it being that we needed to make sure nobody was going to be crazy enough to attack us because the response would be instantaneous nuclear annihilation. And, of course, the biggest one we were on guard against was the Soviet Union, who had been given the secrets of the American nuclear bomb by, among others, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, Carl Fuchs. There was one other at Los Alamos. I cannot remember his name. But the Russians had the bomb, and so we started hearing about balance of terror, mutually assured destruction, and the idea that all this money pouring into the military-industrial complex was justified because it was holding those mean old commies at bay. And, of course, the communist government was soaking their own people, for wealth to build a nuclear deterrent because we've got to hold those mean old capitalist imperialists at bay. And then when the American military and the Soviet military would get together, they'd buy each other drinks and laugh and say, what a great scam we got going. We got our people terrified of you. You've got your people terrified of us. We're rich. We got all this money coming in and medals and all this other. Is this not a great world? And then the USSR collapsed and things kind of went away. But before it did, Jonathan Pollard basically stole huge numbers of documents on America's nuclear deterrent, and he gave them to Israel. Now, Pollard has sort of like tried to take this moral high ground of saying, I felt Israel should have had those. Well, I'm sorry, Jonathan, that's a little bit above your pay grade. It's not up to you to steal America's nuclear documents and give them to Israel at a time when Israel was still claiming they had no interest in nuclear weapons anyway. What Israel did with those documents, we'll talk about when we come back.
Estrus. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Jonathan Pollard, the Israeli spy. Who stole huge amounts of documents about America's nuclear deterrent and gave them to Israel. I think he got a little money back for it, but he basically gave them to Israel. Israel turned around and traded those documents to the Soviet Union in exchange for increased emigration quotas for Russian Jews to leave the Soviet Union and come to Israel. So much for being our friend in the Middle East. In that one stroke, Israel traded away, basically for pennies, the technology and the procedures paid for with $5 trillion worth of my parents' tax money, and completely undermined America's nuclear deterrent, because the Soviet Union knew where the missiles were, where they were aimed, the procedures, the codes, they had it all. If the Soviet Union really had intended to attack the United States, they could have done it right at that moment and succeeded. And that's why Jonathan Pollard is in jail and deserves to be there. And to see 39 Democratic congressmen pleading with Barack Obama to pardon this man who did more damage to our nation's defense than even Benedict Arnold, is shameful and insulting, and it proves that our government does not work for the United States of America. It is an occupation government. It's a Vichy government. We have been very quietly conquered by Israel, and these congressmen are proving it. They're there to do Israel's will, and they don't care about the United States of America. Now, at the same time, what's rather interesting, as you know, yesterday, the United Nations came out asking for the U.S. government to take another look at the cases of Mumia Al-Jabbar and Leonard Peltier, both of whom appear to have been railroaded into jail for political reasons, and for both of whom there exists a significant amount of evidence casting doubt on their guilt. And we have these American congressmen completely unconcerned with the possibility that innocent men may be languishing in prison for their entire lives for crimes they did not commit. But by golly, the man who sold out America's nuclear defense to Israel and through by extension to the Soviet Union, we got to pardon him. Because Israel says it must be so. No government can serve two masters. And a government that serves Israel is not serving the American people. We're going to go back to the phones. Fred in Georgia. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I don't agree with everything. I believe in the man in the sky. But,
Well, you know, if you agreed with me 100%, I would seriously suggest seeking help.
Yeah, I believe you. Yeah, one of the things that one of your comments earlier prompted a thought on my part was, you know, if we take this quantitative easing, whenever it came out, I'm sorry, after the fact, people were saying that we could have bought every mortgage three times over.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, the government is moving the money in the wrong direction. All of this quantitative easing and bailout and TARP and all the rest of it, we're looking at, and it's kind of hard to say because they're still not telling how much money has been spent on all these bailouts. I mean, we know at least $9 trillion went out from the Federal Reserve, and they still won't tell us who got it. But if they had, you know, it basically works out to about $750,000 for every American taxpayer. And if we had taken that money and given it to the American taxpayers, everybody would have kept their mortgage paid up. There wouldn't have been a housing crash. Everybody would have kept their credit card bills paid up. There wouldn't have been a credit crash. Everybody would have been down there buying a brand new American-made car. There wouldn't have been a need to bail out General Motors or the rest of them. We'd be down there right now buying huge plasma screen TV sets at the retail malls. There wouldn't be a retail crisis. The government did exactly the wrong thing. They moved the money in the wrong direction, and the crash is a direct result of that.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if we should turn the tables on them, call our congressman and say, with this quantitative easing, we don't want you giving it to the banks. We want you to pay off the mortgages.
Well, unfortunately, Congress is not listening to you. The election is over, and Congress is not going to pay any attention to anything you have to say for at least another year and a half. And even then, we don't really... I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Say that again?
It is fun to talk about, though. You're right.
Well, I'm a peaceful person, but talking's a waste of time. Petitions are a waste of time. You know, even we're at the point now where even protests really are a waste of time. The government isn't paying attention. These congressmen just proved it. They're there in Washington, D.C. to do the bidding of Israel, and heck with what the American people want. Your taxpayers' dollars are being spent to build brand new paved highways, Jews-only roads in the occupied West Bank, while the American rural roads are being allowed to go back to gravel and dirt because there isn't enough money to take care of them. Does that not tell you that the United States government has completely abandoned the American people?
It's appalling.
It is. It's insulting. It's angering. We should be, you know, we should be as angry as the people of Iceland who've already kicked out one government. Looks like they're getting ready to do it again.
Thanks, Mike. As soon as you come up with the answer, we'll be listening for it.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, Fred, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Ian in Pennsylvania.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Ian in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Ian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was really glad to hear you bring up the Jonathan Pollard situation here, this latest travesty with, you know, these congressmen writing this letter demanding him to be released or whatever it was. But I just wanted to get it out there that it's important to call the people that live in these districts. You need to call your congressman and let them know that, you know, if Pollard gets released, that they will be held responsible for it. And two, that it's treason, because not only did Pollard give him these documents, he still has information in that dome of his that could seriously damage America's national security.
You're absolutely correct on that, but the bottom line is, remember, at the time that Pollard took these documents and gave them to Israel, and then Israel turned around and gave them to the Soviet Union, we were technically in a state of Cold War. So anybody who is supporting Pollard now and calling for his release is an accessory after the fact in an act of treason by its strictest definition of aiding the enemy in a time of war. You know, and Great Britain had a very effective punishment for treason called drawing and quartering, you know, where they would hang you until you were unconscious, and then they would put you on the rack and stretch you out. Then they'd take out your intestines and entrails and burn them before your eyes, and then they'd kill you. And then they'd chop you in pieces and put you on display all around the country. And I think we need to do that with these 39 U.S. congressmen who are committing an act of treason against the American people by asking Obama to pardon the single most destructive nuclear spy in our history. And as you say, he has got information in his head, and it's a little outdated, maybe, but some of the stuff doesn't go out of date, like methods of enrichment and so forth and so on. And absolutely, it's...
I think it's important to call these congressmen and let them know that if Pollard is released, we will dedicate our lives to informing these constituencies that they are represented by traitors of the highest order, and nothing less than
that. Well, the problem with that is, in a nation with such massive vote fraud, I mean, we had a lot of reason for kicking out a lot of these, you know, Israel first-year Congress critters this last election, and we got rid of some of them. We did succeed in getting some of them bounced out of office, but a lot of them were kept in there through sheer force of finances. Congress gives your money to Israel. Israel turns around, brings the money back through AIPAC, and AIPAC just helps spread out the money to these Congress critters, and they buy enough airtime to convince the sheep that, hey, you know, this good buddy of Israel, you know, I mean, Sarah Palin, they're running her in 2012. She had a flag of Israel in her office as governor of Alaska. I'm sorry, the last time I looked at my Rand McNally Atlas, Alaska's part of the United States of America. Why is a flag of Israel in the office of a governor of one of the United States? And yet she gets away with this stuff. The media loves her. You know, it's just, it's absolutely embarrassing, the pandering that is going on to this foreign nation.
That really reminds me of something, Mike. This past election day, when I went to vote, my voting place is in, it's a church, Grace Baptist Church in Monroeville, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, and I'm looking up on the stage here where you know, where they have their services, and right to the left of the stage, what is there? An Israeli flag, not an American flag. There's no American flag to be seen, but an Israeli flag in my polling place.
In this Baptist church, a flag of Israel.
Grace Baptist Church in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Right there on the stage. No American flag, an Israeli flag. Pretty frightening.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's called subversion. I remember when I was a kid, we were constantly being warned to be on the lookout for communist subversion, and apparently the subversion was going along, but we were being tricked into looking in the wrong direction. The communists were never the threat. Israel's the threat. Look how much control they have over our government. And it's going to take a crowbar to get them out of here. Actually, I think they're all going to leave voluntarily, because as soon as there's no more money, as soon as the U.S. economy crashes and all the Bernie Madoffs have got all their money, they're going to leap. They're already leaping across the border into Canada. We've got Harper out there saying, yes, we've got to back Israel. I mean, exact carbon copy of what the U.S. has gone through. And I hope the Canadian listeners are smart enough to learn from the mistakes made by the American people. And while you still have a chance to stop this hijacking of your country for the benefit of Israel, you're going to have to do it. And unfortunately, your own politeness and good behavior is probably going to be your worst enemy in this.
Good work, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and move right along here. All right, now during the last break, I did go down here and I pulled up this Popular Mechanics. And I'm sorry, I thought I said Popular Science. It's Popular Mechanics. And it's the December issue, and it says right on here, the cover story, China's secret war plan. And you go inside, and it's just all these drawings about all the horrible things that some anonymous unnamed expert insists that China is ready to do to our aircraft carriers. And there we go, and they're showing the carrier and the Nimitz, and it's not just a carrier, it's a symbol of American blah, 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 blah. I don't think it's a coincidence. I do not think that it is a coincidence that these articles bashing China in the popular press are coming out at this time. I have seen this rapidly ramping up ever since the end of the G20, when it became obvious that China was not going to obey the orders from His Imperial Highness President Panzi. And so I think it's very, very alarming. Now, on a lighter note, and speaking of China and Obama, one of the members listening to the show, I guess, has gone ahead and posted a link to that Saturday Night Live skit where Hu Jintao is asking Obama, why you not kiss me before you do sex to me, regarding America's debt to China. So, to on over there and take a look. It's hilarious. And it really hammers home the point. Barack Obama was over there at the G20, seriously in debt to China, and trying to convince China to further impoverish its own people to serve America's economic interests. And China said, no, we have to take care of our own people. You know, China's the happening place. I mean, you know, as somebody in the chat room was saying, well, you know, if you don't like China, why are you buying all their electronics and stuff like this? Well, we're buying them because nobody else can make the stuff. And I'm sorry, but that's absolutely the truth. Yes, this keyboard is from China. The iPhone is made in China. And it's not China's fault. This is so. Okay? China became a manufacturing powerhouse. China understands a fundamental truth of economics. You must make products to make profit, to make money. Labor by the workers precedes the acquisition of capital. Those are fundamental rules. China makes products people want to buy. Some of their stuff is very cheap and bad, but that's what the American importers are asking for. China does know how to make really good things, like the iPhone. They got a good space program going right now. They're leaping ahead of the United States of America. They have got bullet trains that we don't have here in the United States of America. They're now putting out jet airliners to compete with Boeing and Airbus. They are the happening place, and they did it by remembering you got to make a product to sell. Here in the United States, starting at the end of World War II and Harvard Business School and the MBA totally destroyed our manufacturing culture. We decided instead of making products to make money, we would make money the product. And we would print up all this pretty printed piece of paper, and we'd package it and bundle it, and we'd wrap ribbons around it, and we'd put all these contracts around it, and we'd shake it back and forth, and somehow magically it would grow. Which it does if you happen to be the guy with your finger on the switch of the printing press. But for the rest of us, no. Our jobs were sent away to other countries where they don't have the tax burdens that we have and the regulatory compliance costs that we have. And they're manufacturing products, and the countries of the world want to buy it. And here in the United States of America, we don't make anything anymore. Now we've got this food safety bill even telling us we can't even grow our own food anymore. And it's all to keep the money flowing into Wall Street and the bankers. And it's a dead end. It has to be a dead end. It cannot be made to last forever. It is a closed, dead cycle. It's a pyramid scheme is what it is. So it's not China's fault they're doing so well. They deserve it. They understand that you will not prosper a nation by doing each other's laundry for a fee. And that is just the way it is. Our nation's economy has been destroyed by a corporate culture that has no respect for the making of an actual product anymore, and a government that said, yeah, we'll just game the system to keep the money coming into our pockets, and it doesn't matter what happens to the rest of the country. 28% drop in your standard of living? Yeah, they'll deal with that. As long as we go on telling them that God loves them, and that there's a war on terror, they'll accept any degradation and insult and fondling and reduction in their standard of living and how many millions of dead kids, as long as we keep feeding them that line about how this is all God's will and the war on terror and somebody else's fault. Blame the Illuminati. Blame the Masons. And they'll go for it. They're such suckers. All right. Now, speaking of that, rather interesting story came out. The headline is Feds Think Public Can't Handle the Truth About Toxic Dispersants, says EPA senior analyst. This is about the Gulf Oil disaster. It's a video interview about a senior EPA scientist who basically came out and said, yeah, we're lying to the public about the toxicity of the oil dispersants, but we did so out of noble motives because we don't think the public can handle the truth about how dangerous this stuff is. In other words, they're now admitting they have been lying all along. But then they're trying to say, we had really a noble reason for one. We lied to you for your own good. We get a lot of that from the federal government. Just absolutely amazing. All right, a caller called in to remind me that it's Mumia Abu Jamal, not Jabbar. And I'm sorry for messing up his name. I'd still like to see him out of prison. I don't think he's guilty of the crime that he was put in prison for. And I'm one of those people who thinks that it is better to let 100 guilty people go free than to convict a single innocent person. Now, I've looked at both of these cases, especially Leonard Peltier. I'm convinced that the guilty of these two men is not proved beyond a reasonable doubt. I clearly see a reasonable doubt in both these cases, which is why it's very angering that even with the United Nations asking that these two cases be reevaluated, the U.S. government sits there doing absolutely nothing. At the same time, they're apparently getting ready to release the most dangerous spy in our nation's history. All righty, let's see. Moving right along, any other calls? Somebody wanted to ask if I thought this was a good time to buy a house. No, I do not. We have not seen the bottom of this thing. And at this point, debt reduction is the best advice. And the only other advice I have is never put any more money in the bank than you need to cover your immediate obligations. Keep the rest in your own pocket, in your own home. Put it into gold, silver, the actual physical metal. Do not buy any investment in metals that involves a paper certificate. They are hideously, hideously oversold. Apparently, Max Kaiser's call for people to buy real physical silver is having an effect, and a lot of the short sellers are already starting to be in serious, serious trouble. So, you know, this may be another reason the U.S. government is pushing to start a major war with China. They need a big, big distraction, because it's becoming very, very obvious just how messed up this system is and how it's the fault of the Federal Reserve and the bankers and the government that let them do that. All right, let's see. I was trying to find one other thing here. I put that up. And all right, let's put that down here. Interestingly enough, we mentioned yesterday we're getting this very early, very harsh blizzard across Idaho and Washington State for those people who are attempting to drive where they're going this holiday weekend by roads to stay away from the airport TSA. It's going to be very difficult in the Pacific Northwest. I'm still waiting to hear what the weather is going to be doing over there in New England, which is where I'm from originally. I remember as a child that snow at Thanksgiving just did not happen. Snow at Christmas was kind of a 50-50 shot. Remember the movie White Christmas? And a big part of the storyline is, oh, are we going to have snow by the time Christmas is here to get the tourists up here to ski on our ski resort? And it's looking like not only a guaranteed White Christmas, there might even be a White Thanksgiving. Over in Germany and Denmark, they've had an unusually harsh blizzard as well that is just completely snarling up their road system. And I mention this because the global warming cultists are out there saying, well, yeah, they're going to have snow. It's winter. Well, gee, weren't you telling us that the Earth was getting warmer, that Greenland was going to lose its entire ice cap in 20 years? And, of course, they fall back on that whole thing about, well, you know, this is just weather. You know, climate's getting warmer. Yeah, the weather's getting colder. In fact, the warmer climate makes a colder weather. See? So it's sort of a cooler warming or a warm cooling trend. Please give us a carbon tax. It's just more of the same crock thing going on. Okay, now, I got a lot of email regarding these two quakes that we had off the coast of Maui last night. And as quakes go, they're pretty moderate. The biggest one was 4.7. We just barely felt them here on the island of Oahu. I'm sensitive to them. I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles. I get very nervous when the ground shakes. But there was no damage or anything. Even the really big quake they had on the big island a couple of years ago, it knocked over some crockery here, and that was basically the extent of it. So we're not in any danger whatsoever. But it's obvious from the location of these two quakes and the swarm of smaller quakes that is covering a large part of the big island, far larger than the normal quake zone down by the Kilauea, something unusual is going on underneath the archipelago. We'll be keeping an eye on that. Overall, around the world, we're seeing an increase in major volcanic eruptions and 6-plus earthquakes. Something's going on inside the Earth. And I think we ought to be spending a lot more concern about that than over a quarter of a degree temperature increase that is theorized to happen in 100 years. But, you know, you can't tax a volcano, and you can't tax an earthquake, and you can't blame them on humans to tax them for it. So the focus remains on carbon dioxide. That's the bad one, and you got to pay for it. Water vapor is a far worse greenhouse gas, so is methane, but you can't tax humans for those. So that's why they pick carbon dioxide to be the villain. Alrighty, we're almost to the end of the show here, and in answer to questions that I've been getting in email and on the chat rooms, yes, we are taking the holiday off here at RBN. It's all pre-recorded shows tomorrow. It is mostly pre-recorded shows on Friday. Some of the hosts are coming in. I am not. I got to spend some time with the family over this holiday weekend. We will be back on Monday, same time, same bat channel, talking about real estate, talking about water filtration. We're going to have the guy from the Berkey Water Filters joining us on Monday to talk basically in response to that concern that came in from a caller in Houston, Texas about radioactive isotopes apparently being in their tap water, whether these filters will work against it, and if not, what alternatives there might be. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today before the holiday weekend here. And we're starting to see more and more stuff come out of Ireland where basically they're saying we should default on the debt and not become the slaves to the bankers. And that's exactly it. We live in an age of slavery.
The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt. You control everything. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry. To make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
So we're really looking at a choice. Are we going to be slaves or are we going to be free people? We fought a revolution to be free of the Bank of England, only to have our own government sell us back into the clutches of the private bankers, not once, not twice, but three times. You know this three strikes law, three strikes and you're out? I think the government has used up its forbearance. Now, we've said before on this show that a society or a hierarchy or an organization is going to inherit the morality and principles and ethics of those at the very top. So, if Obama really thinks that the way to get out of debt is to go out and murder those that you owe that money to, in this case, China, I think we, the American people, being loyal to Obama, ought to say that the solution that works for him works for us. Now, of course, I'm only kidding and I'm being facetious here. But you can understand that if Obama starts setting the example that killing the people that you owe money to is the way to go, that this is going to increase a lot of pressure on the Federal Reserve. Because most Americans understand that the Federal Reserve was brought into being to permanently enslave us to debt by requiring us to borrow our public currency from a privately owned bank instead of having the government create it, which was the original model. If you look at it from the point of view of the people, there is absolutely no advantage to having a Federal Reserve private central bank. It exists only to enrich the owners of that bank by placing the rest of us permanently in debt. We seem to be seeing this global effort to create a global fascist economic state of enforced poverty for 5 billion human beings and wealth beyond dreams of avarice for the fortunate few hundred. I don't want to live in that world. I don't think you want to live in that world. And the Irish are absolutely beginning to say, should we agree to be slaves to bankers for debts we had no say in creating? You and I had nothing to say about the creation of the Federal Reserve. It happened before we were born. And if we have had no choice in the creation of this debt system, then our being forced to slave away to pay these debts we had no say in the creation of is slavery. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. When you start thinking tomorrow about what you have to be thankful for, you might also want to think about those things that you are not grateful for and should not be grateful for, and in fact should be extraordinarily angry about. And on that note, we're going to let you go here because we're at the end of the show. So happy turkeys. Get out there, cook that turkey, don't touch its junk, and have yourself a really good time tomorrow. We'll be back here Monday, 2 o'clock Central, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Happy Thanksgiving and Aloha America.
It's true.